I'm wondering, Corey, if you could respond from the perspective of knowledge, from pedagogy, of how can we explain to young people this huge, vast, complex event so that young people can truly understand?
That's a very difficult question, Heather. I think there's a few things to unpack there. I mean, at the end of the day, if we're working with Key Stage 3 pupils and they are 13 years old, to expect them to have the level of complexity of understanding that we'd expect from an undergraduate or a PhD candidate or any of those things, it is not fair, and it's not fair on them. And we have to see them as people who are undergoing a lifelong journey of learning about the Holocaust. And they may go on to study the Holocaust at university, or even if they have no interest in academic history, they may explore it in other ways in later life. So we're trying to give them a firm foundation that allows them to continue that journey, and to expect that in six lessons in year eight, we're going to be able to teach the full complexity of the Holocaust is quite an ask, I think. So for me, it is about being very realistic and very explicit about what your aims are. What do you want them to know? Now, I think in terms of knowledge, you do need the overview, the powerful knowledge that enables them to actually move into and contextualize any of what you've described as micro histories. So if they don't understand the overall unfolding of the Holocaust during and within the context of the Second World War and the geographical context of Eastern Europe, dwelling on individual stories can often just be confusing because they're not seeing it as part of a wider history, and you have to move between those two registers quite seamlessly. So I think that there's a real place for overview, and I don't think there's anything wrong with explicitly teaching the events and the knowledge to enable them to then access the thornier issues of microhistory.
I don't know if Tom, you want to comment as well.
I guess one of the things that concerns me about a Holocaust education and Holocaust education in a classroom setting is around the degree to which we've kind of hermetically sealed the Holocaust as something that somehow students need to know about, and especially that with a discourse that says it's somehow unique, that it somehow can't be compared. And I guess what I would encourage students to do is to explicitly understand the Holocaust through the lens of their own experiences, right? And so actually, of course, we need to establish the core boundaries of knowledge. I mean, this is something that happened in a place, and that we can identify that place and what happened, and we can talk about it. And it's really important to do so and make sure that we are correct in that kind of detail. But I think it's also important to encourage that where students of any age can draw points of comparison, can kind of understand at a visceral level through their own experiences what we're talking about here, that's a really important way of helping them to engage. And I think there is a kind of tendency to say, well, you can't compare the Holocaust to other forms of violence. You can't compare it to other forms of displacement. You can't. And actually, well, then what's it for? Why are we learning about this history if actually it can't help us? It can't be a kind of gateway to understanding of other forms of violence, but also that students can't bring their own experiences to say, actually, when we are teaching the Holocaust to refugee children, that actually this is a recognition of their experiences, not an attempt to kind of place them apart from this particular form of suffering that was somehow worse, or somehow more meaningful. And we shouldn't be uncomfortable about that, because often that relating to other issues, whilst they're not the same, no form of comparison is the same, they are broadly about using the past to continually help us understand both our present and indeed, the wider human condition, as it were. And I'm not sure that Holocaust education always helps with that.
Because I've actually had the experience of teaching about the Holocaust to a group that had a Syrian refugee student in the classroom, who obviously had their own experiences of displacement, of violence, and had lost family members in the Syrian civil war. And whilst, as Tom says, a simple comparison would be reductive, they clearly had experiences that they could draw on to learn about the Holocaust. I was going to talk about this in the context of safeguarding, but actually, in a way, she was able to understand these things in a way that perhaps students who have grown up fairly comfortable in Britain really don't. And she had unique perspectives to share. And I think that can be hugely valuable. I think, in terms of your overall curriculum as a history teacher, you probably want to orient the Holocaust in relationship to other events. And that doesn't mean to me a comparison. It means that it needs to be part of a wider discussion of state violence, of imperialism, of all these things that were going on in the 19th, 20th centuries that create the context in which the Holocaust exists. And seeing the Holocaust as aberrant, as though it just fell from Earth one day and the evil Nazis did it unrelated to what was going on in Europe and America at the time, is to rob them of the ability to really understand, I think.